Hello, everybody. This is the T3 observations first part for Sunday, October 11th. We have a lot of interesting information in this first chart here, and so let me just sort of point the way of the important items that we're going to talk about. I could gather from a lot of questions that we've been getting that people somehow have forgotten what the basics are, so I have added quite a bit of information, which we will discuss in the various topics that we're going to jump around on. You see that we have the first T of the bull market, which is the one coming out of the March low, and its projected top date is D in the terms of the equations. And above that, you'll see the time equation in days, which is the D, which is the date you're trying to figure out from, minus B, which is B is the center post of the T, equals B, the date B, minus A, which is the left point of the T, left side of the, it's the beginning of the cash buildup phase. It's an oscillator peak for the volume oscillator. So that one came out right. But when you move, and that's what they call a V bottom. Okay, so it's, if you look at the S&P 500, it goes down and it just turns up. In the if you look at the advanced decline line, which is the green line in there, you'll see that it also has a V bottom. It bottoms out in the very early part of March, and it just sort of goes down, then it comes back up. So that's a V shape. But when we move over to the second T of the bull market, you have a B and C, which is in blue, right around the zero line there. And in that construction, we know that you're only going to get the answer right, D, if you use a different equation, which is that the D, the top, minus the second bottom, C, in days, is equal to the number of days between A and B. That we've already shown as being true for the 02-03, early 03 bottom, and that projected with only a 2% error to the for the top that we had in 07. That formula has also been checked out in the past, going back wherever you made a double bottom, and yet people always want to change this. But the point is, you're not going to get the right answer if you go off and do other things. That is the equation that you satisfy in T theory. You do need to have the green advanced decline line in order to get the get what B and C is. And on the estimates of solving that equation, last week we got inputs in that we have 12th, 13th, and 14th. But Jim did it carefully on very short-term charts, which is this. And there's a second chart coming up, which is a short-term chart where you're talking about in minutes, and concluded that the top is actually on Monday, about two-thirds of the way through the day, which is around 2 o'clock or something like that. It was a little after two. And I don't necessarily believe that's the right way, but if you want to calculate this stuff in the equation, that's where the date is. It's quite possible that you could go a little bit beyond that too. The other numbers are perfectly legitimate, the 13th and the 14th. You remember that I think it was 2 weeks ago I showed how to do small t's in the advanced decline line, and if you look right under the D, you'll see a small red T with a question mark after it. That is a that's a T done that in the same manner as was done before, and you can show that drop from the little peak, you have an ABC wave down, which defines the left side of that red T, that we're coming up now, and we're going to probably have another day or two, maybe out to Wednesday, before you run that T out. So there's a tendency for that to carry through from that particular. It'd be interesting to see, because you can draw those T's. They're very simple to draw in a daily advanced decline chart, and so maybe that's a couple days in the past. Now, it's also suggested to me last week that calling the wrong T that gives you this bottom estimates was the wrong name, so we're going to change that to inverse T's. And so I have down below in the same center post low, I have in green, I says inverse T, question mark. And that T is constructed in black, and it is going to become my inverse T if we get the D top here. We confirm that top, and the market breaks down and so forth. that's going to be a case of an inverse T that probably is the one that you want to know about for the low that I have in the mid-November to late November time period, which is where I think the correction is going to go. Regardless of where we go on the time angle here, or maybe we go up, you know, up to the red line, or we go up to the upper red envelope, which is 1100 on the S&P 500, you know, however that turns out, we are looking for a drop from the, basically, that in terms of percents is from the red upper envelope down to the green envelope. Now, they're all, both of those are rising, but what we find out is if you take the percentage between those two numbers, that's what the decline is going to be. So that should be about 16%. But that may not be seen until we get to mid to late November. So, you know, there's questions that have to be asked, that can be asked, and they will have to be answered as we go along the way. But anyway, that's what the specific forecast is. The equations for the W pattern are different than the V pattern. But I decided that what I did is I built a spreadsheet that makes the calculation for me, and D is always the top. That's the what you're trying to solve for. So I have two sets of equations, and you put the numbers, you put the dates in the whichever one you want to deal with. If it's a V bottom, it's a simple time symmetry and so forth. And if it's a W pattern, you have to break it down the way Jim talked about it, and most of the people that made those calculations know it. I did have one person came up with an October 6th, and I don't know what the problem there is, because they could have picked, they might have picked something that was, it could have been going with the oscillator or something like that, because it was shifted too early. But in any case, for the most part, that works. And the whole point of T-theory was, my major claim to fame was in being able to forecast that the September of 07 was done, and that was done off of a double bottom in late 02-03. It's a 4.5 year projection, because the peak in the advanced decline line was back in, I guess it was 97. So, you know, it's capable of doing to quite a degree of accuracy, and there's nothing wrong with Jim's projection that it's on Monday, and there's nothing wrong with saying this little T, little red T with a question mark on it. It's more like Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's a waste of time to do any of this resolutionist trying to figure out exactly where it is. Okay, now let's go on, and we'll just take a quick look at the small chart, which is the 15-minute chart, which I have to now pull up, and all that was is, you know, if you wanted to micromanage this whole situation, how would you do it? And the dogs have found somebody to talk to. Okay, so you see in this SPX, which is this S&P 500 under its other nomenclature, you have this simple T, and this T is defined by a top on, which is, I guess it's the end of the 23rd of October. Comes down, we have a rally that fails, and you end up on down at 1019 on October 2. That's the end of October 1, and it's the beginning of October T. You draw a time symmetrical T in it, and you get a peak, which is, it comes over where it says 1080, and that is also some plot into tomorrow. Okay, now those T's don't work right for a certain reason. If you go back and look at the low right above the number 21 for October, you'll see that it's clear there that at the 1074 level you had a peak, then you get this low at 1057, and that's exactly 2 days apart. And so why don't you get the top date on the end of the 22nd or the opening of the 23rd? Well, you get confused on that one, because you think you should have it right, because the fact that it goes an extra day means there's a 50% projection time error. And so you know, just because this says it's Monday, it could be Tuesday, because it could easily have a day's projection error. You don't want to get hung up on that, and I'll give you the reasons for it in a minute. What's happened is the V construction is wrong. That we're using here, it's actually a W construction. What's happened is that that October low, there's a double bottom in there from October 2 to that's across the weekend to 5, and the center post of that T should be split between the two lows, one over the number 2 and one over the number 5, and you'll move that out one day, and that would be the way you would look at it, is why you'd have to pick between a V or a W bottom. In the case, going back to this earlier case here, at 10:57 you'd call that B, and then you'd have to call the little pullback on the 22nd of October, is that is C. You would split, put the T in the split, and you would get the right answer. However, it's not obvious to me that in that case there's a B and a C bottom, and so it's a W construction. So anyway, so what's the theory about this? One of the things in Pit Bull, one of the things that I knew from talking to Marty Schwartz, is he used to be very upset with himself because he was the habit of always being too early. He would be a good example of being too early at where it worked was when we went down to that October 2 low and the arms ratio went up to 3.6 or 3.7, depending who you have in zones. I got responses that says, well, you should go ahead and buy. And I said, well, yeah, you know, maybe there's another bottom in there. But it turns out that being early is very often on a spike down like that, which is, you know, basically it's a panic sell-off, is the right thing to do. And that's the case where it worked out. But if you come up to this peak, and it turns out the peak is on Tuesday rather than on Monday, you could have a sharp run up there because Monday's a semi-holiday. Maybe they come back or they buy on Tuesday or something like that. Well, the Marty Schwartz was always complaining that his biggest flaw was that he was always early. But you want to remember that I think it was Benjamin Franklin writing as Poor Richard made that statement that early to bed, early to rise keeps a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And so being early, according to his little homie saying, is the secret to making money. And of course, he did make money. But why is it that people that are tend to be too early make money? And the answer is because they can figure out what's going on. Okay. And the people that buy late can't figure out what's going on. And it just turns out the people that can figure out what's going on always make the money. And the people that can't figure out what's going on, they don't make the money because their vision is faulty. They think they're worried about something else. People that know what's going on realize that a bottom is coming, and then maybe they jump the gun a little bit. But if they've based that on the proper thinking, they'll make money because it doesn't make any difference if it comes up a day later or a little bit later on. As long as you're right the long term, you make the money. See, so the point is, the fact is that there isn't any way to get rid of these errors. So you don't want to try to refine the thing to death, otherwise you can't do anything. And so you have to kind of concentrate. Now, Jim told me that he is keeping the four-day arms ratio, and when I publish, underneath my charts, I am going to put data for the last 5 days, since I put the chart up every 5 days. And I'm going to put I think Richard Arms was, one time he was talking about a five-day average, and they used to talk about four-day averages. But four days is probably better for refinement purposes because, you know, if you get a big number in there, it can blow it up real fast. Also, the question is, if we go into this peak over the next couple of days, low numbers are likely to be needed. But time symmetries will just cut you off anyway. I mean, I don't know that this last peak that we had on the 20 at the end of the 23rd of October was ever greeted by necessarily. You can't push the numbers too hard on that one. Okay, so that's what I wanted to cover on the case here, and that is that the W pattern is the right pattern to use. It comes up with a top Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday by some refinements, and this is sort of a confirmation that there's some kind of a top there, but it could be Tuesday, and in the long analysis, it's just that you got to know that there's a top there. Okay. That ends the segment A, and we'll go on to segment B. Bye-bye.